This is Y-Tune Shuffle.
Y-Tune Shuffle, it's the music that informs our lives.
The rules here are that there are no rules other than just bring in your music, hit play.
And then we get to pick your brain about why those songs.
Then it's 1 foot and then the other as you step out on the road.
Just seeking. I was a seeker. And this was the only person I knew who was actually questioning the issues of life, why we're here and where we go and what we do. And I became a born-again Christian at 15, and it changed my life.
Welcome to Y-Tune Shuffle, a celebration of the music that inspires our lives, with your hosts, comedian and radio personality Maggie Mayfield, and Hollywood's secret weapon, David Earl Waterman. This is Y-Tune Shuffle.
You guys, we're doing a show.
We are.
It's called Y-Tune Shuffle. My name is Maggie Mayfield, your host. To my left is David Earl Waterman, a.k.a. Hollywood's Secret Weapon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you see us?
This is
actually,
amazing.
Because we can see you, clearly, and I just hope it's a two-way thing. Oh. Right now.
It's one of those weird mirrors. We're so excited to be in this space. It's called the Global Voice Studios. Did I say that right?
Sure.
No.
Broadcasting.
Global
that's great.
Voice broadcasting.
Yeah.
And we've got a very special guest, Harry Howard. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's such an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, the honor's
ours. That's my real accent. Sorry
you kind
about
of
that.
Run this whole space.
Well, yeah, you know, CEO life. It's... No. No, it's cool. I'm helping out. Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it.
We've been trying to experiment with like different places to take the show so that we can have a little bit more fun, get a little bit more rich, maybe reach some potential.
Isn't this fun? Isn't this nice?
It's amazing. Like, the space is so cool. And our logo is up here.
Look at that.
Right. We're like there. Official.
Y-Tune Shuffle.
It really is the little things.
It's the little things mean a lot.
Yes.
Without a doubt. And we've been so long wanting to see what would happen if we put this on what is it, digital film?
Digital.
Yeah.
Film. Yeah.
Because music emotes so much emotion. You know what I'm saying?
And, you're in
and
the
you
future.
Feel it. So
yeah, you're in the future.
I'm listening
gonna,
and
what's
seeing.
Going on.
I'm very excited. David got his hair cut specifically for this.
I did. I got the...
Fly.
For the JFK.
Wow. You don't get the fade?
No. I'm not really sure how to say it correctly without walking out with some asymmetrical kind of...
You're
too old, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. That looks awesome. I like it.
Thank you
JFK.
So much. I'm trying,
nice.
You know.
Nice.
I don't have the face, but at least I got the skull.
You got the hair.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
It was
great.
Pretty long. So I'm getting used to it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we are so excited to be here and so excited to talk to you.
Harry, oh,
can
yes.
you walk us through the story of how you and I met?
Oh, well, me and Maggie, we met at an audition. Hollywood casting and film, right?
Yeah. I don't even remember what it was for. I don't think we were obviously not auditioning for the same thing.
No, it was for student film I was auditioning for that I didn't get.
Yeah, I didn't get that part either. Whatever
I know,
I was in
I know.
For.
I was really amateur acting back then.
It was so funny. Like, I was literally just sitting in this chair, and it's like a big, cold, empty hall, right? And there's just a bunch of like folding chairs everywhere. And I sit down, and you come over, and I feel like you just started laughing. And that's how we started talking. You're like,
I do. I laugh a lot.
It's you like, do.
It's you
a
just
habit.
Began laughing.
It's a habit.
Where
I laugh.
Was this? What school?
Oh, no. This is at an acting audition
like
center.
CAZT,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah,
for
Hollywood
film.
Casting and Film.
Okay.
It's next
okay.
to CAZT.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I know is I get the updates and I think of you every time I get one of those emails. Like, do you want to audition for this?
Did you think Harry was laughing at you or what transpired after the laughter?
No, I was laughing nervously. That's what I do.
We are very disruptive, I feel like.
Yeah, well, we like to disrupt stuff. Hell yeah. That's what we do. Bam, disruption.
Bam. But
disrupting
you,
the radio, you know?
So you're an actor. You also run this amazing space. You run a podcast called Pod Crashers.
Yeah, Pod Crash with Harry Howard. And I also have a daytime talk show called Harry and Kelly, which I think you've seen.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you don't do? Laundry.
I don't. Well, I do laundry at my parents' house.
God love you.
And my mom helps me, so I technically don't
God
do laundry.
God love her.
What don't I do? I guess I don't read, and I should.
By choice.
Not by choice. I just don't see... I don't give myself the time to read, and I feel like I should read more.
Oh, you don't
I read.
Have
I read news articles, but I mean books. I mean going to the bookstore, picking up a book, and straight reading. I mean, I read lines every day, okay, but that's not the...
Scripts, I'm sure.
You have like ditzy actors and actresses reading lines. Like, oh, big deal. I'm not getting more educated by reading lines. I mean, reading like Thomas Jefferson's biography, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, actually reading stuff that can actually help me grow as a human being.
Now, would that be interesting to you, though?
Not like millennial news. Oh, Bitcoin's down, Bitcoin's up. Like, yeah, I mean, that's not teaching me anything. I'm talking about reading something that is
What was
insightful.
The last thing that you read?
You see, I can't even remember. I'm just going to be straight honest. I can't even remember. I'm so uncultured.
He's like, I think in high school.
It's been almost, 8 months since I've read something. I read The Book of Joy, which is Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama's sort of collaboration.
Yeah, nobody reads.
I had to be super depressed and desperate to actually read. Otherwise, you have to make a schedule for almost everything in Los Angeles.
You
is
have to
right?
be depressed. It's like if you
We're
break
busy.
Up, if someone breaks up with you, you should read so you don't think about them. Or
well, you have to have a reason. Something has to transpire, life changing, to actually inspire me to take the
Start
time to enrich
reading.
Myself that way. But we can't do it in Los Angeles.
I can't, you know, because when I'm not doing this, I have to make money. Drive Uber. So I have.
That's three of us in this room that drive Uber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do 30 hours a week around. So.
Oh 30, my gosh.
30, 34 hours.
That's
yeah.
a lot of time in the car.
Yeah.
Do you love it?
Yeah, that's how I pay my bills.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And we'll love it again.
I mean,
I'm sure.
I don't love it. I love the flexibility, but I don't love it. I mean, I love doing
You like
other
the cash,
things.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love getting paid like Ryan Seacrest or, you know, to have a show that makes money. Mm-hmm. That would be the dream. So that's what that's the plan.
Stick with it.
Yeah, yeah. Stick with it. You know, the way I look at it is you fake it till you make it. So when people... Well, now I'm admitting, but you know, when you look at my show, it looks like I'm an extremely successful talk show host. And not that I'm not successful at what I'm doing, I'm not at the place where I want to be with it.
For such a young guy, you've been a lot of places, and I want to drop one more
really?
Little thing. Yeah, because
I'm 30.
You used to work. Are you really? I thought you were like 24.
Yeah.
You used to work with a high school friend of mine, Cassie Dang, who's
oh,
actually
at
CAA? Been on.
The, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
She has also been on the show.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to work on the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
can you tell us what CAA is for our listeners that don't know?
CAA is the biggest talent agency in the world. It represents most of the A-listers that you see. Every year, a client of theirs wins an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. No big deal.
No big deal. Yeah. And they have like 300 agents at least. No, like 500 agents.
Wow.
What's the CAA calling
creative,
all actors?
Creative. Artist agency.
Oh, creative artist agency.
Yeah, they represent athletes as well and marketing and brands, not only actors and TV writers, directors. Yeah. It's really awesome if you know what you're doing day one. You can't, there's no learning curve at these places. It's too competitive for them to have patience to give you a learning curve.
How'd you get involved in that? What was day one like for you?
I started in the mailroom.
Oh, that's such a traditional
yeah,
trajectory.
Yeah, I did the mailroom. Yeah,
showbiz.
I delivered packages and, carried stuff all the time, but I also learned the inner workings of the office. So I got to deal with the operations of the building. It's just like a ton of stuff has to be moved around at all times. And yeah. it's a 9-story building.
Wow. See, I went the wrong way. I started yeah. as a male prostitute and I delivered different
oh,
kinds of packages.
Nice. Yeah.
Of course.
So, my package. I'm trying to be funny and lighthearted.
The only thing
camera,
that I have in common with that is male.
Yeah.
But that's it. In
right.
a different what is that, an antonym or something? I don't know. Yeah, a synonym? No.
We all have to read
Oh,
more.
Antonym is opposite synonym because it sounds like, no, actually.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, know. Yeah. So, yeah, I started in mail. I was a mailman at CAA, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I originally got that job because I interned at like 6 places when I was in college at different production companies. I was obsessed becoming a producer. Everybody saves work in an agency to get a job at as a assistant to a producer because you need to have that experience. So I ended up being at CAA for 3.5 years and I tried to become an agent. It wasn't happening. So I left.
What's the highest you got? What'd you
assistant.
Do?
Assistant.
To?
A comedy talent agent.
Did you cool. rep anybody big and famous that we would know about?
I was an assistant.
So who did you get to talk and mingle with people?
Yeah, so
oh,
like
yeah, no, yeah.
Like Dave Chappelle comes in and he's like, I need to see my agent. And you're like, 1 second, please. And then you ring over to the phone.
Oh yeah,
like,
well, and then I also worked in talent management to an assistant, as an assistant for a year. And I dealt with all types of celebrities.
90% of celebrities are the nicest, kindest, generous people out there. Am I right?
You know what? I don't want to say that they're not generous.
You're in the belly of the beast, Harry. You would know.
I don't want to say that they aren't or are. I don't really know any of them personally. I dealt with a lot of them on the phone. I have been friendly, I guess, with some, and they have been really nice. But
was there a favorite? Was there someone that called in that you were like, oh, I'm so glad I got to talk to them today?
I never was really stoked with any of them. Not that I was against any of them. I just didn't really know any of them personally.
Oh, it's easy for me.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold, the biggest.
Yeah. I mean, it's really easy. It's really easy to just be normal on the phone. You understand what I mean? So yeah. It's like.
Unless you're calling the cable company.
Yeah. It's like they're cool. But I didn't know any of them personally. So I don't want to say. There's one named Gerard Carmichael, who I thought was an awesome guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a big comedian. He was awesome to deal with. I became friendly with him when I was at CAA, but you have to be classy and nice to others to get to the level that they're at. I think it's after when you get that level when some of them can sort of have an attitude.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I've had some opportunities in the big leagues, you know, and there were times when I was Mr. Generous, and there were times when I could be a complete dink.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, it gets to you.
It gets to you, and it shouldn't. And it doesn't anymore because now I'm a complete failure, so I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's all right, man.
L.A. born and raised, background in show business. Now you're in the foreground in show business.
Now I'm in the foreground, yes.
That's a biography we need
to
know about. That's why you're here.
Yes.
We need to know the details.
I was full-blown 4 years on the background side. 4 years. Maybe longer if you include my internships. I had 3 internships one summer. It was so much fun. That was one of the funnest times of my life.
MTV, Comedy Center, where?
So.
You know it was fun because you can't remember.
Yeah, right. Pasadena Community Access.
When I interned at Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers
Pictures in the film department, I interned. There was an empty office and I took it.
Wow. You were an intern with your own office.
I wasn't allowed. Yeah, I got in trouble. And then I brought posters from my parents' house and hung them up in the office. I wish I wasn't making it up, but I am not making it up.
Were they Partridge Family posters, Brady Bunch posters?
No, like parents? Scarface and like Sopranos.
Ah.
And then I took meetings with some producers.
In your office?
Yeah, I got in trouble.
I'm not surprised for some reason.
And I would have the assistant outside do drive-ons on the lot so my friends could come visit me at my office on the lot. It was...
You're mischievous. He's mischievous.
And then I got 2 internships at the same time while I was interning there because I met with a couple of producers. And then I had a meet with somebody at Warner Brothers and they sat me down and they're like...
Harry...
Hang on, so you have 2 internships now? Isn't one good enough? Are we not doing something right? And just like, and then you have an office?
That's such a Hollywood thing.
And then they start laughing, and they're like, all right, well, you have to decide if you're going to intern with us, and we're going to put you working for an assistant. We can't have you with your own office, but... Like, all right, Harry. And I'm like, pause. I'm like, I'm so sorry, you're right. You know, I just got really passionate about it. They're like, yeah, it's okay, Harry. No, don't worry about it. And he just starts laughing when I'm leaving because it's like shocking what I did. You know, I got away with it. But I mean, I didn't get away with it, but they let it slide. And I interned there. And then the final month was just a normal internship.
The legend began.
Yeah.
The legend began.
I can't wait till you're like on the Ellen DeGeneres show telling this same story.
We get it first.
I know.
We heard it here first.
I did. I got in trouble.
We scooped it.
It wasn't cool. It was not cool. Don't do that. Don't do that. All those USC kids whose parents are connected, when you get your internships this summer, don't do that, all right? Just do the tasks they give you. It'll be easier to get a job, all right?
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear your Faith
5
songs.
Overly ambitious, unrealistically ambitious, but, you know, it was fun.
But that's the drive that you need, I think, though, to get to where you are.
I guess so. I guess that's what you need, you know, the drive, the passion.
Yeah.
Now let's hear the soundtrack.
Let's hear this.
All right.
Here's song number 1.
Oh, montage. Success.
I'm in the way, way back machine right now, Harry. Yeah. You took me, baby.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely
right.
This
is like the part of your career where you went through all the failures and now it's just skyrocketing high. This is me like walking through all the networks right now. What's up, man? Yeah, and then fans are like, woo! And I'm like, paparazzi. Yeah, star Hollywood Walk of Fame. This is the montage part where everything goes exactly where I want in my life, perfectly.
He's like planned it out.
it perfectly.
I know. Like, there's like a movie to your life, and you're like, this is it.
And then I'm in movies too, not only talk shows, and so I'm also doing a movie that's like comedy. And then like you see my dad in the background going, and then we walk through CAA.
All right, so this is from Scarface. Why this song?
Well, exactly. Explain.
It's like your goal, like your future
goal.
Yeah.
I mean, no, because like Scarface is the American dream.
Is it?
in a normal.
And the undergraduate's dream at most universities. Harry, for clarity, you didn't bring this just for this show. You've actually put some thought and time into this particular tune.
Yes.
You've listened to this by yourself.
Yes.
Imagining what you just explained to us.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, when I'm driving, when things are going well in my life, I like listening to that type of music. It really pumps me up.
And this song in particular.
Yeah, well, I believe in law of attraction. So when things are going really well, I like to listen to songs like that because then you're really manifesting what you're creating. But I think if I listen to that song when I'm failing, then I feel like the results could be even better than when I'm succeeding. It's like sort of like, you know how you buy in the stock market when it's low and when it's down, when it's red, you don't buy into it when it's green.
I've heard.
I'm listening to these songs when it's green, and I should be listening to the songs when I'm at the lowest point of my life.
Good point.
But nobody does that.
No.
But if you do that, I feel like you can manifest even more because then nature and the universe will be even more impressed because being grateful. You know.
Did you experience the song for the first time watching Scarface, obviously?
I don't remember where I first heard it, but during my fraternity days, we listened to that song.
Where'd you go to school?
Yeah.
UC Santa Barbara.
What was the fraternity?
Sigma Alpha Mu. I started it with my friends in high school.
You started it?
Yeah.
You started your own fraternity.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
What did you make your pledges do?
It was a lot of working out type of stuff. Nothing super degrading, but a lot of drinking and a lot of tasks, building things. It was really strenuous work. Memorizing stuff, but nothing that would be like Joe Jackson damage.
Mm-hmm.
What's Joe Jackson damage?
I don't need to get into it, but like, you know, Michael Jackson's childhood.
Oh! That Joe Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing that'll be post-traumatic. Mm. Nothing like that. Nothing post-traumatic stress disorder related.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, does the fraternity still exist?
No, we got shut down. We weren't organized. It was a bubble. It was getting awesome, awesome, awesome. The bubble burst. Chaos.
Because you weren't doing like...
Oh, yeah. Like raising money.
Yeah.
Securing the house for the following year. Getting on good terms with the administration offices. We weren't doing that. It was a party club that was awesome. Because there was the Brotherhood at one point, and people really were proud, and everybody wore their letters, and we were mega frat guys. It was awesome.
Who are some of the guys that you started this with?
Oh, well, they're my friends in high school.
Like who?
My friend Manny, Teddy, Jason. It was us. And we were in Santa Barbara City College when we started it, so we got somebody who was a freshman to be the president because we couldn't officially get the chapter unless you had somebody go to UCSB sign off.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a guy from the dorms to be the president of the It's really fun.
And it was a chartered fraternity.
Yeah, and he was sort of, we were in the background running it, and we had UCSB people be the faces of it.
Wow.
With air quotes, chartered. It's like your office at Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're a do-it-yourself guy.
I am. Well, I've struggled a lot with being the underdog a lot in my life and learning the hard way with a lot of things. So even though it sounds like things have been fun and cool, it was actually – there's been a lot of pain and a lot of suffering to get what I wanted. I've had to go through a lot because I had to learn the hard way. Like Warner Brothers, it's not something – I think it's funny and awesome and it's a cool story, but it's not something I'm proud of because – it's made it really hard for me to succeed in the business world of sort of understanding and being humble. And that's something that I wasn't when I first started. I sort of thought I deserved it. And I think
are you an only child?
No, I have a younger brother, but I'm sort of, there's always been a lot of attention on me growing up because I was the firstborn, family on both sides. But I think the case of a lot of millennials is they think they deserve it. And not saying that they don't deserve it, but you have to have the attitude of I'm lucky to be here. And a lot of people in our generation feel they have the right to be somewhere.
It's interesting you say that mm-hmm. because I have heard.
Yes, and it's for sure the millennial, and I think the ones who aren't that way, they really succeed. They really succeed. The ones who feel like they are just happy to be here, and I'm willing to do this job for a year without thinking about being promoted, and I'm just willing to come and keep my head down and work hard. And they don't do that these days.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it like an ideology that says if I work hard, I should have something?
Yes.
Rather than if I work hard, I still might not get it.
Yeah, and yeah. that's the attitude you need to have, and you should be grateful that you're getting the opportunity to work hard at this place. And they don't look at it like that. They're like, oh, so in 1 year I should get a desk, in 2 years I should be a trainee, and then the next 3 years I should be representing this so and so. So no, it could take 8 years, and you have to accept that. But and the ones who accept that, they move up quicker than they imagine. But I was one of those people who came in thinking, oh, I'm an agent already. Mm. You know, I got hired. I made it. And no, you didn't make it. And that was my attitude. Even with Warner Bros. Like, oh, what, I'm interning. Why not? Nobody's using this office. So why not? Why can't I use the office if no one's using it? That was my mentality at the time. But no, you're an intern. You should appreciate the fact you're here. So it sounds funny and awesome, but it's a mistake that I shouldn't have made. At the time, I was just in over my head. I was 18 years old. And
do you remember when that clicked for you? When your thought process changed from I should to I'm appreciative?
Yeah. I'd say when I hit 30, I started realizing these things. So this year, I really reflecting. I mean, I knew what I did wrong, but I didn't understand the psychology and the root of the problem. I knew that I shouldn't have done those things. It's not like I didn't learn at the time when I was working at these companies. I did learn, but I didn't realize how tough the world is. And I didn't realize how everybody is trying to make it. Everybody is trying to do what I want to do. So I needed to be a lot more humble because a lot of people want what I want.
Was it a process or an event?
No, it was a process. Oh yeah, no. It was definitely. I mean, it's just making mistakes is how I learned. If you don't make mistakes, you don't learn, because what do you have to learn from if you're winning all the time? It's when you're losing is when you learn. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Or maybe fortunately. I mean, I don't think a lose is a lose, and a win can maybe be a lose, because when you lose an opportunity, a better one can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's pretend I only did everything right at CAA and I became an agent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd be in a better place than I am now, and I'd financial, but what if 5 years from now and I'm like a big radio host, talk show, acting in movies? I mean, that's the dream that everybody has. So even though I might have not succeeded on that route, it could have been the best thing if you think long term.
Yeah, it's like the past is a nice place to visit, but you don't want to live there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The past, if it woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Way, man. No way.
Yeah, because you don't know if you would have been happier, even if it looks like you could have been. Money doesn't buy you happiness. You get used to money.
First you get the woman, then you get the power, then you get whatever that is.
Yeah,
Starface.
Yeah. First you get the money. Then you get the woman. Then you get the power. Then you get the woman. Yeah.
Then you get blown up with a machine gun.
Yeah.
Then you get blown up with a machine gun.
Yeah, you did.
David, you have this really beautiful phrase that I liked. You said on an episode one time where you're like, God has three answers for you.
That's right. That's what I believe. The higher power in my life, God, whatever, Allah, you know. And it's yes, not now. Hold on, I have something even better for you.
Yeah, that's
that saved my life.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, because then if I was an agent now, then I'd be like, what would have been like if I could have had my own show? Or what would have been like if I could have like done something creative? Because I always wanted to work in entertainment. But am I doing anything for entertainment by being? And when you're behind the scenes and especially when you're working in the corporate world, you're not creating. You can tell yourself you are by being a part of these people's lives and going over their deals and finding a script that's great for this person, but you're not that person who created the script. And you're not making an impact on your own self, your own creative self. There's always a void. I think most people who aren't doing things creative, there is always a void. because there's everybody wants to be creative. I think everybody, I mean, when you were a kid, your favorite class was arts and crafts, or it was sports, but even sports is a form of art. It's creative. You know, you're wearing the uniforms, you know, but I feel like when you're an executive, there's always that missing component. Mm-hmm. You always hear that though, accountants or whatever, they're saying, oh, I could have been great at this. I could have been great at that. I could have been great at, I don't know. I feel, The only thing is that when you choose to go down the creative path is when you face the pain.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I don't think people, I mean, that's a sacrifice that you make.
Yeah.
I don't think people recognize that, like, when you choose money, family, stability, you give up this life. Like, I can't tell you how many people back in Illinois are like, wow, I'm so proud of you and you're making it and you're doing all these things. It's like, It's so hard.
It's so hard.
And I mean, watch all of them and they're like happy with babies.
Don't worry.
And, yeah.
Don't worry. After 40, nobody gives a crap. I was on a thing the other night. It was a TV show. Oh, yeah. Great, Dave.
Yeah.
So don't worry. It's going to go away. that lasts about 37 and a half. People lose their enthusiasm.
It's really tough. I mean, even for my other show, like just to get the guests off. And to get the stage time, you know, it's just all getting stage time, getting time to film something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know.
Just that record button is expensive.
Well, that was Scarface, Push It to the Limit.
Yes.
Ready for song number two?
Yeah.
Here we go. Song number two.
Oh, you young people.
Yeah. Oh, no. This song gets epic.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get into it. This is new for me.
This just makes me feel uncool. I don't know.
The Scarface was the get there.
Yeah,
this is the stay there.
We knew that
this
song,
is the stay there.
Yeah. All right, ready? Here go. And then it'll build into it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here it goes. Ready? It gets insane. Yeah, this song's awesome.
Let's go there.
This guy's won Grammys. This album won Grammys.
Who is it?
Skrillex.
Oh, this is Skrillex, the DJ.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Ready? I mean, Grammy winner.
Crazy.
It's good.
I'm in Coachella right now. I'm gone, baby. Oh,
right?
I mean, I love it, but I'm afraid I'm going to have a kid throw ice at me on the dance floor. Oh, man! But this is great.
Yeah.
Why this song, Skrillex?
Well, it's called Weekends, and it's just like reminds me of awesome weekends.
It is a weekend. Yeah. A totally great name.
Yeah, just like a great weekend at Coachella. Like, you know, I've had...
Have you ever been to Coachella?
Yeah. I went to college, but... My weekends are fun now, but nothing was as fun when I was in my mid-20s or early 20s. That's when I had the most fun, for sure.
I was less career-focused.
I was less money-saving-focused. A typical weekend was, Saturday morning, we get brunch somewhere. And then
you did
we pre-game.
Brunch?
Oh, yeah. Sound like at the Hudson, you know, trendy West Hollywood stuff.
Thank you.
And then we'd go, like, pre-game at somebody's house, and we go to an epic pool party. And then sleep it off, and then you go to like a party at night, and then Sunday we all get together for a hike, and then Sunday evening.
You'd party all night and then get up Sunday morning and hike?
Oh, yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, I used to have awesome weekends. I mean, hardcore, fun, Vegas.
Santa Barbara. You're living in Santa Barbara.
In Santa Barbara before that. Well, that was I graduated when I was 21, so in Santa Barbara. Yeah.
Okay.
My 20s were amazing.
That's good to hear.
And I'm only
39,
yeah. And then like the past couple of years, I have partied and have fun, but... Not to that extent.
Because you can't or because
I can't
you've got
now.
More to
no,
do?
I can't because I'm too, by the time you hit 30, you really want to get to that place you want in your career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't care, when I was 27, I didn't care about saving money.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone's going on this trip this week. We should, all right, I'd go. But now it's like, I can't really, I mean, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's not that I can't, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about future Harry.
Yeah, and I don't want to be struggling when I'm older.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Take it from me.
Sorry.
You do not at all want to be living in a studio apartment next to a guy who builds bombs. No, which I think my neighbor's doing. I'm kidding. what is your weekend like now? What is a typical Harry weekend?
I'll go out on Friday night and I'll go out on Saturday night. And then Sunday.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. And then, but Sunday I work.
What do you do when you go out?
I go to a bar. A bar, no vacancy. I love that place.
No, where's that at?
It's on Hollywood and Wilcox.
What's cool about it?
It's like a. It's really trendy, but it's not douchey trendy.
What's the difference?
Douchey is when people are trying to be cool, and this is just cool people go there. Like just people in Hollywood that are, you know, like, grungy or weird. Uh-huh. Like it's just cool. It's Speakeasy. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. I'm always there.
Always?
A lot. Mm-hmm. I'm there a lot. And
who's your favorite bartender?
Oh, I don't know their name.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll probably be there this weekend. Well, Saturday I have a birthday in the Valley.
Your birthday?
My friends. I'm going to see
old
friends.
Did you make that face because it's the Valley or because it's a birthday party?
Because the Valley.
Oh, no.
I'm from the Valley. Uh-huh. So I'm just joking.
I am the Valley.
But it's like Woodland Hills Valley. It's a road trip Valley.
Is
Mordor Valley.
Okay.
It's where the ring was dropped Valley. Yeah. People walk around. The Shire would be more like the city, mm-hmm. and then the Valley would be more like Mordor. Mm-hmm.
For those of you that aren't familiar with Los Angeles, there is the movie version of the city of Los Angeles in Hollywood, and then there is the San Fernando Valley, of which Harry speaks, and where I live now, pleasantly, quietly, and with roosters waking me up.
There you go. Yeah.
Suburbia.
Suburbia. That's it.
Mm. All right.
All right.
Weekend, Skrillex.
Skrillex. All right. Don't forget, we do have Y-Tune nuggets that we can drop. So I've done research on all five of your songs. So at any point, David can be like, drop a nugget.
Can we just backtrack? Because Skrillex is interesting to me. When I was working with teenagers all over the world, I was introduced to Skrillex. This is maybe 8-10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, a DJ? Really? Mm-hmm. And then when I got into this guy, I'm like, this is an art form.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So what is the nugget on Skrillex?
I have to remember it.
Oh, okay.
Because look, it's like I didn't put it into the body of the email, so I have to remember what I wrote. I do know that like Skrillex doesn't mean anything. Like he got that name from his buddies, just call him like Skrilly or whatever. And then he changed it when he was on MySpace, and so he used the name Skrillex from his MySpace days.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
You can find all of the nuggets on the blog through the post.
Oh. You can see all the nuggets and all these songs.
All the nuggets.
On Podbean.
All them nuggets.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Ready for song number 3?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a quiet beginning.
Great song.
You forgot what you picked.
I love this song. I discovered it recently. It's so cool.
Is that an organ?
I have no idea what it is.
It's a voice. It's just a synthesized voice. Yeah, I like this one a lot.
Gabe, you know this song?
Gabe is the engineer of the show.
Yeah. And then watch, it'll build into something epic.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to this morning. I was like, yep, I could do this. I like this.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This would not bother me if the kids next door were playing it. I'd be like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
Sunny day.
This is slow trance. It's like jazzy trance.
Cool. Very cool.
It's not like boons, boons. It's not like... Uh-huh. It's not that. It's, yeah.
It's very soulful.
Yes.
Kind of 70s Rolls Royce.
Very, like, you know, like,
OJ's a little bit.
Yeah, it's very, like, chill, man.
This is a duo called Hermitude out of Australia.
Out of Australia.
Oh, that's where they're from. Hermitude's from Australia. I don't know anything about them. I discovered them in Pandora, and they're my favorite artists right now.
Yeah, they're very cool. They're very, like, they remind me of Passion Pit a little bit, that genre. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So why this song? You discovered it on Pandora recently.
Oh. So I like listening to this song. It helps me focus on the fun times that I've had for my career. So what I like to do is I picture myself. I'm really imaginative with my music. I feel like
Perfect.
People listen to music for the beat. I listen to it to reflect and meditate in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's your biography.
So when I hear this song, I picture myself really in control in my suit on my talk show set, and just everybody's around that I know, and everything's just like going off, you know, and like the guests are coming on, and it's like a montage of the guests, and it's just like, or like in the office, just like doing my thing. Mm-hmm. That's how I visualize that. So it's like doing my thing.
It sounds very like you're very present, but continuing to move forward. You know what I mean? Like that's what the music makes me think of.
Yeah.
You're very like aware.
You're very
but you're still like continuing to move.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like da, da, da. It's so cool. I mean, I think when you're passionate about something, it's like so amazing. And I can't picture an accountant listening to that song at work and just feeling like I'm in the zone, man. Like this is so cool. Like I don't know. I'm just like I can't imagine that. Like I can't imagine an investment banker doing that. I feel like everybody, and I don't want to create a generalization, but I feel like everybody wants to create something.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like these songs inspire creativity.
They may not know they're even in a creative mode. I mean, we have such a rigid kind of ideology around you are a this and you are a that. And then when you see that sort of merging, that synergy between like, okay, I'm a math teacher, but look what I just created for you to learn math.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to be aware of it. We're not that aware of it sometimes.
Yeah, just...
Where are you physically when you listen to music most of the time? Is it usually your car?
My car. That's the only time I listen to music or when I'm editing.
Not when you're working out?
No.
Wait, you listen to music when you're editing?
Well, I listen to the music for my edits.
Oh, okay.
So I've listened to like 10 songs that'll fit in mm-hmm. for the segment that I'm putting in. So, yeah, it's all in my car. And I'm in my car for many hours and I dream.
34 a week.
Yeah, 34 around a week. Yeah, so I dream a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just dream about what I want.
What
I don't
want
to drive near you.
Yeah.
What do you drive?
Hyundai Elantra. I made sure I got leather seats for it. I can't have a car without leather seats.
Mm-mm.
And you can bargain away to get them. It's just... If I was sitting in cloth seated, like it'd be so dirty at this point and disgusting.
Right.
So thank God for the leather seats. It'd be so stained with dirt every oh.
Because of you or because of the people coming in?
Oh, I've driven 8,300 people.
Holy moly. Do you have a war story or horror story that you like telling?
No.
That's the worst is like when someone gets into the Uber and they're like, what's the craziest person?
I don't have any. I mean, yeah. People gave me bad attitudes, but nothing where it's like I'm like a drug mule now, driving to Tijuana and dropping them off. It's not like
right.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, people always think like, oh, you must have crazy stories.
I really don't.
They're like, do you do it for the comedy? Is that why you do it? For the good story? Like, no, most of you are very boring.
But then I realized, though, if I promoted my stuff and show every time, I'd have 8,000 more followers, and I didn't look at it that way either.
Yeah, I mean,
if I got every single passenger in my car to follow me, I could have.
You're like, don't tip me. Hit follow on my Insta.
Self-promotion isn't groveling anymore. Back in the day, people would say, don't grovel your career. Now it's like makes complete sense to say, well, I'm doing something I think you might be interested in.
And then you can follow them back. So it's like,
it's
I don't
a
want
thing.
To follow them back.
Right. Oh, why are we so selfish?
We are, man. We are. People are so selfish. I mean, the people that really, truly care about you are your family and maybe your best friend or your significant other. But no one cares. Especially when it comes to the career or business world, nobody cares.
It's like, what can you do for me?
Yeah, do you think, okay, I love Ryan Seacrest. I think it's awesome what he's doing, but I'm not upset about his tax bill. I don't genuinely really care, you know? I care in the sense where it's like he's awesome, but I don't care in that way where I know what's going on with his life.
Well, I think you make a good point, family. When you were 13 years old, as best you can you describe your environment, your family situation, or a ritual that you had in your family when you were 13?
My family life has been... My parents have been awesome, caring parents, but they were overbearing. I don't want to get into it.
Oh, no, if you don't want to get into
it. Yeah, because I don't want my...
You have a younger brother?
Yeah, I do.
You guys close?
Yes, we're really close.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jack.
When was the last time you saw him?
Harry
and Jack, that's cute.
Oh, I see him on the weekends.
In the valley?
Yeah, he's a chiropractor.
Does that make family time hard? Where
he's
like...
living at home. He just graduated.
Okay.
Were Harry and Jack based on anything? Because I'm thinking Jack Nicholson and Harry Dean Stanton.
No, my parents are from the East Coast, so they're very East Coast
Whereabouts?
Names. Long Island.
Oh, okay. I'm New York myself.
Yeah, Austin. Harry's a very East Coast name. Sure. And the way I say it, I sound like I'm from New York.
Harry.
People can't say Harry. They say Harry.
Yeah.
Or if they try to say Harry, they go Harry.
Yeah.
So they can't.
No, you're right.
Does that annoy you? Or do you think it's funny?
It did when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Now I love my name because nobody has it.
Yeah.
And I have an alliteration factor.
And it's not Bam. Right?
Got
and
that
it's not
alliteration, yo. Mm. So yeah, it's cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Hermitude.
Hermitude, that is.
Song number four, folks.
All right.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, I love this song.
I'm on the Lower East Side right now. New York.
It's another Grammy Award winner. Mm-hmm. Avicii, the biggest EDM artist in the world next to Tiesto. I'd say him and Tiesto and Skrillex and maybe a couple other are missing that are the biggest in the world. Yeah, the chorus is cool.
You bop, man. You pump.
Yeah, everything is motivational that I listen to. It's not like slow or...
Always or just now?
Always. I don't listen to stuff because of the sound of the music. Does that make sense? I listen to stuff that makes how I feel mentally.
It makes complete sense to us. Yeah. I mean, that's why we made the show, because you're speaking our language.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to what you listened to in high school. What was the first CD you bought?
I listened to hip-hop in high school.
Okay.
That's
only
what
rap.
You were?
Oh, wow. Only rap.
What was the first CD you bought?
Oh, God. Backstreet Boys? I was in sixth
Heck
grade.
Yeah!
That's good. That's good. They're around and still around. Yeah. No apologies.
Or Weird Al. Weird Al. Weird
That's
Al.
That's another nice. Weird Al.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Weird Al was the first.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Backstreet Boys. And then I went to Eminem and my parents got pissed.
You know Theo Manhattan?
No.
He was on our show, too. He's a weirdo.
Oh.
Yeah. Comic.
Yeah.
Your age, I think.
This is cool, man.
Yeah.
I like the Y-Tunes nugget on this song. Avicii in Sanskrit means without waves.
Oh, yeah.
But then in Buddhism, it means the lowest level of hell. Avicii. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Right? Wow. Right?
That's why he did it, because it's like the opposite. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he's very talented.
He's extremely talented.
He wound up getting a program called Fruity Loops Software, and that's how he started learning
how
to play.
Yeah, that was before Logic. People made all their songs on Fruity Loops before they had Logic.
Fruity Loops.
Yeah, that was like one of the first. Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. I've never heard of it before. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, Fruity Loops, yeah. That was back in the day.
Yeah. Do you ever try making music like this? Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah, I used something GarageBand.
Mm-hmm.
But I beatbox. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, I do now.
Wait, you can...
Yeah, I'm professional at it, actually. I'm not even saying it to brag.
You're a professional?
Yes.
Which means what? Like, you record your...
If I was told to play with a band on a stage, I could keep up with the drummer.
Can you drop a little bit of that for us right now?
Yes, I can.
Wow!
Yeah,
oh my
God!
That was awesome.
I was gonna try to flow a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a Y2 show, you know, live on tape. Here we go. Now it's come alive. Now it's got you and me and Maggie and Harry and look at you, look at me. We're on it. See, I can't do it, but I got at least the tone. Wow! Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Do you know Blake Lewis? From American Idol. Oh, that was his thing on the show.
Oh, that was his thing?
Yeah.
Oh, he was
the beatbox. And he would sing at the same
time. Oh, so he got far in it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Your pulse and blood pressure have to have rhythm in order to do that.
Oh,
you cannot just start, like, you know.
Yeah. I've been doing that for a while.
Do you play anywhere?
No. I have. I played in my band in high school, and I've played a couple times. But no, I mean, there's so many great beatboxers out there that I'm just one of the 100.
What was the name of the band in high school?
Oh, it was like for the jazz class.
Oh.
Yeah. And we went up once and I played with the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Avicii. I love that. All right. I feel sad, but we're going to round it out with song number five. Are you
guys
ready?
Wait, that's five already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I got the heart out at noon. It's my fault. God.
Nah, no worries. So do I. It's all good.
It always does. All right.
This song is dramatic. Yeah. I know.
I'll never let go.
It really, it gets everybody choked up who listens to this song.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Because it's wonderful.
It's amazing. So I think, so this is different from my career that I'm thinking about.
Take us there.
This makes me think about the times where I've been heavily infatuated in someone. I don't know if I was in love, but there have been times where I've experienced heavy infatuation. Currently, I am right now.
Ooh.
I don't think it's love because I don't know. You know what I mean?
Because
I don't know her well enough to be in love. I'm not. I haven't been with her enough. No. She's not with me at all. And I think that's why I'm infatuated, because she doesn't want to be with me.
Aww. Oh, so this is one of those. This is like the relationships I'm in. Yeah. So it's kind of like, yeah, we look at each other at work.
So what I do when I listen to these songs is I create a fantasy around somebody, and I picture us like in love and having fun and excited. Or I think about the times where they were fun, and I listen to the song. It's sort of like a fantasy escapism.
Go ahead, Meg.
What do you want in a relationship? What does that look like?
The thing is, I never even really thought about that. I just want somebody to be in that moment. That's why I think I'm looking for passion. I don't know about a relationship. I'm just looking for that romantic month. It's been the story of my life.
What have you had that you would like back?
You know, opportunities that I've had that I'd like back. There's no girl, actually. I've moved on from all of them.
But in general,
that
like...
I might have messed. No, I've moved on from all of them. Yeah, I'm
going to tell you, there is so much more life left after 30.
I got
23 on you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm dating now too. And
yeah.
I'm very much like Maggie and I and yourself. And most of our guests, in fact, all of them,
yeah.
You know, this music is what kind of we need to facilitate. But for me, what I'm looking for in a relationship is somebody I can go shopping with, pick up groceries and run errands with.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm kind of seeing this woman, and
problem.
That's our sex.
That's my problem, is that I don't look at it in practical terms. I look at it in fantasy terms. It's like a love that'll never that could exist, but
doing errands is intimate.
Right. Do that. Enjoy that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't deprive yourself of that, because you'll get to the point where you just want to go shopping. You know what I mean? Like, don't skip the steps. Like in high school, college, you know, all through my 20s, I did the same.
See, I want
thing.
Something like that, you know?
You want something like Kate and...
Yeah, and I'm not even
Kate
thinking...
Leo.
And I'm not saying it has to be long term. I just love when I have those moments in my life, and I've had it...
And you're not just talking about intimate, like,
I've had it. I've
intimacy.
Had it. I've had it. No. Oh.
But were you like...
I had it one time in my life with this one girl. And it was really romantic like that. It was really romantic.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done? I know it's a tough one.
I haven't done what I want. Romantically.
That's funny. Okay. That's what I was thinking myself.
Like, yeah, I haven't. The movies really set the bar high.
What's somebody done for you that's been romantic? Like, what are you talking? Like for you, like the most romantic thing a guy has ever done for me.
I mean, recently my boyfriend, I went out with a girlfriend, and she likes to go to this place called the Sofitel, and they do a jazz night on Monday, and it's like very swanky and you get dressed up. And so I wore a dress and like a cute jacket and like heels or whatever. And I just met her for a cocktail and for some music. Well, I was gone for 3 hours, not long. And I got home and he got all dressed up in like a suit and a tie. He had like candles lit. He had music on. He had drinks waiting. He was like, "You look so pretty when you left." And I was like, I started crying.
Are you proposing, were you wondering?
No. But it was definitely like a precursor to let's get it on. But, that was the goal, but it was so sweet and so unexpected and just so like, to me it was very romantic.
That's so nice.
It was really cute. It was great. It was more than cute. It was really hot.
What was hot was what was happening after the
all of it.
You seem so open, Harry. You seem like so open for the universe right now. There's just something about you, and I just love that your songs all do have that soundtrack aspect and that. Because the artists make the music,
mm-hmm.
and we get to define the music.
Yeah, you define it. Yeah. I think that's a lot of people, like if you talk to them, they listen to music strictly because of the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, like just the present. They don't have like that imagination going on.
And that's what we're trying to do with this show. It's like, that, guys, that, open that up.
You yeah, know? I imagine a lot by listening to these songs. It's more than just the beat, but I think the beat is so awesome that it also triggers.
It also helps, yeah. Well, these have been an incredible Fave Five. We're not quite done with you. I'm going to turn this over to David because we like to play a little game called All Band right. Name or Bar Name.
All right, let's do it.
It's time for our Y-Tunes exclusive. Right. This is Bar Name or Band Name. Now, Harry, each one of our guests near the end of the broadcast is going to participate in this game. And what it entails is that I've researched a particular area yes. in the world. A bunch of different bar names yes. and a bunch of different band names. I'm going to read them to you and Maggie, and your job is to decide for yourselves or together as a team which is the name of the bar and which is the name of the band.
All right.
Okay, now put on your traveling caps and get out your passports.
Here we go.
Because we're traveling to Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire, England, which is the home of the Bard.
Ew.
Yes, William Shakespeare. I've not been here myself, but the research I've done is pretty fancy
all right.
place in England.
Sweet.
Okay. Now, I could ask you if all three of us were there after the show, including our friend Gabe. Would you guys like to go over to Stratford-upon-Avon and check out this band, Dirty Duck? Oh my God, they're hilarious! They're playing at Captain Atlantic.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah, I mean it's awesome. Or I could just as easily say. You guys up for going to Captain Atlantic? Are you going to the Dirty Duck? Because guess who's playing? Captain Atlantic.
Oh, my wow. God. At the Dirty Duck.
Yeah. So you've
that's
got to
that's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, this is England.
Oh, man.
And I didn't have to drop any thes or its.
Dirty
or
Duck a, sounds cool.
Dirty
think
Duck.
You want to go hang out at the Dirty Duck?
Yeah, I think.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Really? So we're going to go to the Dirty Duck and we're yes. going to go listen to Captain Atlantic.
Yes.
All right, are you ready?
Take
for
us
the
on
answer?
An adventure.
Yeah.
All right, well, we would then be situated on the waterside of the River Avon. The pub had two names. The elder is called the Black Swan, but during the Second World War, it was christened by the GIs camped across the Avon, the Dirty Duck.
Oh,
so you're absolutely right. The
yes,
Dirty Duck, formerly
awesome.
The yes. Black Swan, is yeah, in fact a so. Gastropub, great pub food.
Whoa.
Open about 8 hours a day.
Wow.
And playing there, maybe, if there was a wedding, Captain Atlantic, who bills himself and his band as the perfect wedding band. Captain Atlantic has played over 1,700 weddings.
Oh, my God.
They play everything from Bruno Mars to, of course, the Beatles.
Jeez.
And from the Rat Pack to free disco service.
That's
if you want to know
library.
More about Captain Atlantic, go to info@captainatlantic.co.uk.
Check
or,
it out.
I wanted to do this. Dial 0845-226-8591, country code 01.
Phone number.
Thanks for playing
wow.
Bar Name or Band Name. Harry, your job now is to take us somewhere in the world, anywhere, continental United States or anywhere abroad, for next week's guest.
There's this place called Beachcumber Island.
Beachcumber?
Island in Fiji that I've
oh
been
my
to.
God.
Beachcumber Island in Fiji.
What brought mm-hmm. you to Fiji?
Me and my friend, we just wanted to go on a trip.
And you picked Fiji?
Yeah.
Was it a lady friend?
No, a guy friend. No, we went to Australia.
Even better.
I know. Yeah,
we went to Australia and New Zealand as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did that trip, Australia.
Yeah.
For like 12 days and then Fiji for another 5 days.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Is it C-U-M-B-E-R? Beachcumber or Comber?
Comber. C-O-M-B-E-R.
Okay, Beachcumber. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. That's where we're going to go next week.
Yes.
Harry. And I'll find a bar and a band and we'll, you guys won this week. So,
yes.
You know.
It's an awesome place.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo, we won.
Of course, still looking for sponsors. So if you would like to sponsor the show or that bit, you can hit us up at ytunesshuffle@gmail.com.
There you go. Hit him up.
Yeah.
Get on
Harry,
that.
Well, thinking very hard, take us back to the experience of your very first concert.
It's not cool.
Doesn't matter.
Even better.
Yeah.
I guess I saw B.B. King.
What?
Wow.
In concert, yeah.
That's cool.
When I was like really young. I was like in elementary school still. It's when I went to my first concert.
That's kind of a lucky break.
Yeah, my grandfather represented him.
Whoa!
Do we have another hour of time?
I know.
I don't
want to
get into him, but yeah. So.
Were you backstage?
I got to go backstage, yeah.
Was it Lucille, his guitar? It's called Lucille?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, wow. I got to sit in the front and I got to go backstage.
What
it wasn't awesome for me at the time because it was like jazz. I didn't really know about him, but you know. But I'm sure if I saw him now, it would be totally different.
Sure.
He's no longer. He's passed away. Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's DOA now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's DOA king.
Baby. Yeah. But my grandfather represented him for like 10 years, 15 years or something.
Wow. Interesting. So the management stuff kind of runs in your family.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
yeah.
It's all coming together.
What about your very last concert? What was the last show you went to? I sense you're not a big concert fan.
I am. It's just the time, and I don't have friends who are going to concerts all the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I can't even remember.
Sure.
Something.
It was something at like Century Park East, like Century City. They have those summer concerts.
Okay. Mm.
And I can't remember who played. But yeah, that was cool. But I don't go to concerts enough. I need to get on that.
Read. And go to more concerts.
Yeah, read and go to more concerts.
A little bit of me time, Harry.
Yeah.
You got a lot of good stuff, but don't forget the me time.
I know, the me
time.
There's
one thing we've learned, you know.
Me time. Me time. You're right. Totally right about that.
Well, this is your time, Harry. Plug away. What are you working on? How can we follow you? How can we keep up with you?
Well, you can follow me at Harry Howard. The O is a zero. I have a show here at Global Voice called Pod Crash, where I interview people who work in media and who have their own shows or are aspiring to have their own shows. And I also do a daytime talk show where I interview social media influencers who have a high following and who try and post content for social media. And in between that, I'm in acting school and I'm constantly studying my acting and trying to get good auditions, but that is just hard as hell. I can't even believe how tough it is. I thought it was tough being on the opposite end because I heard about actors having a hard time, but mm-hmm. I didn't realize because I was working with only minimum B-list actors, and becoming a B-list actor, you're still making $500,000 a year.
Wow.
So when you go below that, because they had a tough time landing roles. Like they had a tough time and they were landing and they had a tough time. So when you're even lower at the lowest end like me, it's amazing how tough it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't even believe
it. It's getting tougher all the time. I just heard of something like models are now upset because celebrities are doing the modeling jobs. So if you're a professional model, you're
getting they do. Yeah, you notice them
a
lot.
Miley Cyrus or something, George Clooney.
Yeah, they're all doing it.
It's the same with like voice acting too. Yeah, it's so.
Yeah, like all the Marvel movies, Guardians of the Galaxy. Like Bradley Cooper's playing a squirrel. You know?
Yeah.
It's tough business. It's so funny, though. One thing that I've learned is that it's as tough as it was 20 years ago. It is always going to be tough. Every year they say it's getting smaller. And Ron Meyer did a speech at USC, and he said, when I started in the mailroom, Ron Meyer is the head of Universal. When I started in the mailroom 20 years ago, everybody said it was shrinking.
Mm.
30 years ago when he started. So it's just always been tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been easier. It hasn't been harder. It's just been as tough as it always has been.
But I think that's what makes the success so sweet. You know what I mean?
It does, yes. But
because if it were easy, then everyone...
Everybody's doing it. Why would you not be doing it?
Exactly.
If it was easy. Oh.
And music helps.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why the tune shuffle.
Helps. Exactly.
This episode has been wonderful. Thank you, Harry, so much for taking the time to do this.
First video audio episode. Yay. You knocked it out, man. Wonderful.
And a big thank you to Gabe, who has engineered this whole project. And we're excited to move forward and do this.
Bam.
All right.
Moving forward with life.
Make sure you like us on all the social medias at YTune Shuffle. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
That's what's up. Thank you, guys.